once again to the Randomly Matters podcast. I am your host, Ishmael Sistrunk, the Executive Director of Communications. And this week I have one of our building leaders, a very special person, Ms. Keisha Fife. Ms. Fife, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited.
Excited. I'm glad that you're excited. So first, the question I usually ask people is just, who is Keisha Fife in your own words? Tell us who
well,
you are.
Well, that's a he hit you with the 1-2 real quick, doesn't he? Keisha Fife. Keisha Fife is a very dedicated educator who is totally invested in Riverview Gardens. I am a mother, a wife, a sister, an auntie, and so I relate to my parents quite well in whatever role or capacity that I'm working in. So that's Keisha Fife, lifelong educator.
Lifelong educator, awesome. And to put a little bit of perspective on it, so Keisha Fife in the 2022-2023 school year was the principal of Lewis and Clark Elementary School. But going into 23-24, you're making a move.
A big one.
You're changing addresses. A big one. Going over to Koch Elementary School. And so tell us a little bit first about your time at Lewis and Clark. Was that your first time as a principal? And what was that experience?
No, it was not my first time as a building principal. I'm from Michigan. And so I was an assistant principal for 3 years in Flint, Michigan. And I was a building principal in Jackson, Michigan for 1 year. So this would have been my second full year as a building principal at Lewis and Clark. I was very excited about being at Lewis and Clark. I love my Lewis and Clark family. We did a lot of wonderful things. I'm looking forward to working with their new building leader. Shout out to Jarita Williams. I'm looking forward to working with her closely to ensure that the cohesiveness of both buildings continues to flow.
Right. Yeah, we got Ms. Williams. We got to get you on the show as well. So if you're listening to the podcast, call Ayanna, call Markayla. We can schedule you as well. And so just leading to your journey to Riverview Garden, you said you're from Michigan. You're a Michigander.
Yes.
How did you get from Michigan to St. Louis?
My husband worked for General Motors, and so he received a promotion to a Level 8 position, General Motors talk. And at that time, I was currently working as an education consultant for the Department of Education in Michigan, where I went in and turned around districts, school buildings, worked with charter schools, etc. And so moving here, I had to start over. And so my career is funny how it became full circle for me. I came right back to being in the classroom. So I started my Missouri journey here in Riverview at Central Middle in 2016, sixth grade. I taught sixth grade at Central. And then I went international, taught in China for 2 years. And then I came back to Riverview Gardens at Le Masters. I taught first grade for 3 years. And then last year was my first year as a building principal at Lewis and Clark.
So you have been a teacher, you have been an educational consultant, you've worked with, you said, the Department of Education, helping to turn around schools. So it seems like you bring a lot of different varied experience, you know, into your role as principal.
Yes, yes. I think the biggest piece for me was the international piece. It gave me a completely different view on our scholars. As most teachers, most people in different professions, you get tired of the negativity that can be drawn to your profession. And as an educator, I was tired. But going international kind of re-energized me because it said to me, if I can go to another country and teach children to speak English, and that's not their native tongue, teach them to speak it, write it, read it, in first grade, then I'm definitely sure that my babies, who this is their first language, they can definitely master this. And so it gave me a different outlook on how I presented things in the classroom, how I viewed my scholars, how I worked more effectively and efficiently with my parents and teammates in the district.
Okay. That's interesting. My mother actually spent time, not in China, she was in Korea, in South Korea, doing tutoring. Mm-hmm. So I know, I'm sure that's a similar
experience. Very much
experience.
So. Yeah, your mind has to change because the processing is totally different for them. They have to, you're teaching it, so they have to think about it, change it to their native language,
right,
answer the question, then change it back to your language and give it back to you in the manner that you need it in English. And so that's a lot when you think right. about the processing of what your mind is going through. And our scholars do the same thing. They're not processing the language. They're processing the information. So they're taking the information, which is a different language to them because they're learning it, trying to figure right. out how to utilize it. What does it mean? Do they understand it? And then giving you the information back in a manner that makes sense to you and themselves. So it gives you a different spin when you work outside of the country. It does.
Right. And I did do some studying in Mexico. I studied abroad for like 6 weeks back in my college days. And so, and that was awesome just to be sort of immersed mm-hmm. in that language. And, you know, when you're there in a different country and a lot of other people don't speak your native
right.
tongue, you really have to get accustomed quickly
exactly.
to the environment, but it makes you learn a lot
it
faster.
Does.
And so one of the things that we have going on in the district this year, which has made some news, is we have international teachers
yes.
that are coming to support in our classrooms. And so what do you expect from them? You know, you've been on the other side of it, going to a different country. What type of things do you think we can expect from the international teachers who will be coming from the Philippines, who will be coming from East Africa, South mm-hmm. Africa, different areas of the globe coming into Riverview Gardens?
I think that they're going to give our scholars a different lens of the world. They will have an opportunity to see how or learn how different cultures in different areas do things. Education, for example, in China is viewed completely different than here. It used to be funny for me on the weekends, like here, my kids would come back and tell me all things that they did, you know, over at grandma's house or with their cousins or playing outside. But the kids in China would come back and tell me the new books they got at the bookstore or the library. It was a total different conversation. So I think that those international teachers will bring about an introduction to a different culture, a different way of seeing the world. Everything is not as it seems here in St. Louis. It's different when you go to Chicago. It's definitely different when you go across the water. So they will bring that cultural change and introduction to the kids. I think it'll be phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's a great thing for scholars to be introduced to those different cultures and different ideas. And you get exposed to different things that you did not see. Again, like if you have only been in St. Louis your whole life, or maybe been to Chicago or something like that. Like you mentioned, California, if you go to Los Angeles, that's a lot different. If you go to Portland, Oregon, it's a lot different. If you go down to Florida, it's a lot different, and especially overseas. So I think the teachers coming over, they will learn, they'll learn some different things from American
yeah.
culture, but then our scholars are also going to learn a lot from those instructors.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Good deal. So let's talk about Koch
Woo-hoo!
Elementary now. You're going to a new
yes.
building. Sound excited
I am.
About it. So what are some of your plans, initiatives at Koch for the 23-24 school year?
Well, Koch, I'm very excited because this is going to be very different for me. There are different challenges that I'll have that I didn't have to deal with at Lewis and Clark. For example, I didn't have to deal with busing. I have busing to deal with. I didn't have as many scholars at Lewis and Clark as I will have at Coke. And so that will be different for me, a larger staff. So I'm excited to be able to come in and work with the staff and not necessarily change what they have, but enhance what they have. I anticipate bringing a wrestling program, you know, for the scholars to be able to participate. That will help in numerous ways. It can be beneficial as far as an incentive. It can be help with discipline. So I'm looking at bringing some different things, a tutorial program to help our scholars move forward with reading and math, an after-school tutorial program. So I have a lot of things that I would like to bring, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to. I'm so excited about working with the parents. I want to get the PTO going so that we can definitely affect not just the scholars in the building, but the community itself. I'm learning how close-knit, and I'm learning a lot of history about the community that Coke is in. For example, they've had some tragedies, and so they may be a little bit apprehensive. And so being able to come in and fully integrate with the community, letting them know that the school is a safe zone, not just for their kids, but for them as well, and how we can work cohesively together to move forward. I'm just going to put it on out there. I want to be the Blue Ribbon School.
Blue Ribbon School.
We're working towards being a Blue Ribbon School. I want my babies in the district at Riverview. If the scholars in Ladue or Wentzville or Fort Zumwalt, the education that they receive, my babies over here deserve the exact same, if not better, education. And so I'm here to ensure that we get that. And under the leadership of Dr. JPA, we're on our way. So I want to be the Blue Ribbon School.
The Blue Ribbon School. We are definitely going to claim that. We're going to take that. And we're going to trust in your leadership that you can do that for the parents of the Coke Scholars. You know, any messages that you have for them, because, you know, it's going to be different from them. Ms. Johnson, LaShonda Johnson, was a Riverview alum. She had been in this community for a long time, and she's moved on. And so for those parents who have been working with her for some years, you know, what message do you have for them in terms of being able to work with them and make sure that we get the scholars off on a positive start come August?
Well, the first thing that I like to say to my new parents or parents, period, because I'm the newbie, right? I like to say I cannot do anything without them. This is a complete team effort. They are the foundation, and no house can stand without a foundation. And so we have to work collaboratively and effectively together. And I'm here not to tell people what to do and how to do it, but to work cohesively with them to ensure it gets done. And when I say it, I mean everything and anything that the scholars need. That's what we're here for, to serve. And I want my parents to know that's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help them with whatever needs that they have, however I can assist them. And so I believe that happy scholars make happy parents, which make happy teachers. Mm-hmm. Yet again, that goes back to my foundation. So, yeah.
Good deal. Was there anything else that I haven't asked or anything else that you wanted to point out? Do you have summer plans? Are you going on a nice vacation, or is it you dialed in to get ready?
I just came back from vacation. Okay. I went to Puerto Vallarta. I love Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Nice. I go twice a year, December and June, July. So, no, I really don't have anything. I just want to end with saying I'm very excited. And I'm looking forward to new beginnings. And I hope that the staff and the scholars and the parents and the community in general are ready for something fresh and new. We've got to come outside of the box. We do. If we want change and we want to be effective, then we're going to have to do things differently. And so I just hope that they're open-minded as well as willing to share and dive on in.
And that pinged one last question I thought about. So we've talked a lot about the parents and the scholars, but you talked about staff as well. You know, are there any special messages that you have for the staff, or is there something that if I'm a teacher or an administrative assistant at Coke Elementary that I need to know about Ms. Fife, you know, as we go into this new school?
Well, one thing that I want to shout out to my staff, I want them to remember, no grit, no grind, no greatness. And so, and that's our mantra.
No grit, no grind, no greatness.
So I want the end to be greatness. Focus on the greatness. So we're going to have to get in and do the work so that we can be phenomenal. And that's the only thing that I have for the staff. Be willing to share. Come in with a positive mind and relinquish whatever was. There's nothing that we can do about the was, but we can definitely do something about what's to come. And so I want them to stay focused and be positive about what's coming. We can't keep going back and saying, well, last year and the year before that, that's done. There's nothing I could do about what happened last year and what didn't happen last year. But we can take this clean slate that we've been given and paint a whole new picture. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. And I hope that my staff is as well.
Right. And the key is you want to, if you look back, you learn lessons from the past, you learn from that, you take that and grow, but you can't really move forward effectively if you're always backwards. So you won't see the wall that's in front of you. So we want to learn those lessons from the past, appreciate it. But we have to look to the future and make the necessary changes and be willing to grow and progress.
Exactly.
And so good deal. Well, thank you for joining, Ms. Keisha Fife. Hopefully, this was an enjoyable time
for
you.
It was.
A lot of people are nervous when they come on the podcast, but we just learning a little bit about you, sharing that with the community, sharing that with our stakeholders, just so they can get a better insight into Keisha.
Yes, thank you. And stakeholders, be ready. I'll be calling. Okay.
Be ready. She's going to be calling. So thank you for tuning in once again, and we will be back next week with another special guest. But again, thank you to Ms. Keisha Fife, the principal of Coke Elementary School.